Listeners of Erosion Factory Radio Show know that I am a huge fan of horror and also sci-fi and just about action adventure too. So it is always an honor and a privilege to be speaking to a director of a film or series of films that are in those genres. And I'm talking with Mr. Russell Emmanuel. He has under his belt 53 directorial credits and 30 producer credits. He is the director of Chasing the Green, Girl with a Gun, The Legends of I'm phonically retarded. You got to forgive me. Occupants and The Assassin's Apprentice and Caller. And how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Can you help me out with that one? With The Legends of Nathaya?
It's Nathaya.
Nathaya. Thank you.
And can I call you Jimmy or Mr. Jones?
You can call me Jimmy. That's fine. Everybody else does. Or, you know, as long as you don't call me any kind of curse words, that's fine.
Oh, no curse words. I just want to say thank you, Jimmy, for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Today is a little bit early because I do pre-record these, but you were just at a panel where you were discussing your film Occupants, which, by the way, has been racking up the awards at film festivals. So congratulations on that. I saw a poster earlier that is you can hardly even see anything on it anymore because you got all of those awards that you won on there. So as
our still photographer who took that photo is like saying, Russ, Where's my image?
Exactly. It's covered. But it's doing very well. And you have a couple of other ones coming up. But I'm kind of curious, because since this is the first time I've talked to you, how did you get your start in film?
I've always been a fan of the music of John Williams, the composer.
Yes.
And I remember as a 5-year-old kid just hearing his iconic theme for Superman. And it just really, really inspired me. And, I always also like Legos and I like putting things together. So when I approach a film, it's like, again, a Lego set, you have these different pieces and how do you like assemble it to this magical whole? So, I did a Star Trek fan film, if you will, when I was in high school in my last year. It was for a school project. And, because of that project, it got me into the USC Cinema School. And, as the years went by, I also took some UCLA extension courses and I met my future, you could say, producing partner or my filmmaking buddy, Emil Harris, who has basically edited every single film I've done since 2003 or 2002, I should say. And he is more recently a director of photography on films like you mentioned, Occupants, and my current feature film, The Whisper Project. So that was back in 2003. We did a film called Girl with Gun, and it got a lot of accolades, including showing at the San Diego Comic-Con. Because of that film, I was able to meet Howard Nash, who is the producer of all my features. And he offered me a directing gig on a film called PJ. And PJ, this is back in 2006, had the late John Hurd attached to it. And he was the main star of the film. We also had a cast of Robert Picardo of Star Trek Voyager, who I ended up directing 6 times so far. So I'm very grateful to Bob for allowing me to be able to do that. And there's Vincent Pastore, Hallie Kate Eisenberg, Linus O'Connor. So I'm just 29-year-old, guy who has never directed a feature film. And it was pretty much a trial by fire. And we shot that in New York over, 16, 17 days. And the only 2 days we had off were Christmas and New Year's. And guess what I did on those days? Laundry. So it was an experience. And I wouldn't trade it for anything else because one of my goals by the time I was 30 was to direct a feature film. Well, it turns out because one of the executive producers of PJ liked what I did, Howard's like, I would love you to direct Chasing the Green, which is my second feature film. So when I turned 30, I was on the set of Chasing the Green. And I was able to work with actors like Jeremy London of Party of Five, Ryan Hurst of Sons of Anarchy, and this is, for me, something very special, William Devane. And William Devane is was directed by Alfred Hitchcock in his last film, Family Plot. So for me, to be able to direct an actor of that caliber, who was directed by the master of suspense, was something incredible. And, you know, it's very surreal, you know, that these actors took a chance on me, if you will. You know, again, I was like 29 turning 30 directing Chasing the Green. So we did that project. We shot that over, I guess, 21 days, again, in New York. I was literally living out of my bag. And when I mean a bag, I mean a plastic bag. So I was like, you know, being shuttled around from one motel to another hotel to the UPM's house to I don't know where else we went. They rented out this like 3-bedroom apartment. I remember that. And we were staying there for a week. I was staying with the executive producer. I was staying with my friend Scott Brown, a good friend of mine who came out from Chico, California. And he did some behind-the-scenes work. And then we did The Legends of Nathaya, the one that is very hard to pronounce.
At least it is for me, but, anyway.
No, other people have had that that issue with pronunciation. So basically, that film we shot in Huntington Beach, which is where I live, and Robert Picardo was the main star. And that was kind of like a Princess Bride type story, where a grandfather, Robert Picardo, tells his grandson, played Gabriel, played by Jared Young, this fantasy story about this guy named Nathaya. And his son, his grandson, ends up kind of like, you know, fantasizing that Nathaya is this guy Tolly, who's really this trash guy, you know, who picks up trash in this basketball park. And then he fantasizes his grandfather's this like fantasy character named Sir Hannes. And they have to battle the evil Thorin, who's voiced by me. It was a very interesting project, and I'm very happy to work with Robert Picardo again. And then Occupants. And Occupants is about a young couple named Annie O'Neill Curtis, and played by Brianna White and Michael Pagliacci. And Robert Picardo is a supporting character, and written by the incredible Julia Camera. You mentioned a panel that I was on. Well, she was on a panel before that today. So it was a screenwriters and a filmmaker panel at the Glendale International Film Festival. So that was just like an hour and a half ago. And you have this young couple, and they basically they're documentarians, and they discover a parallel version of themselves on this found footage. And what starts out as basically them just watching them becomes interaction, where this is where the sci-fi element comes in, and then it turns into pure horror. So this film has pretty much been the best film for me in terms of recognition, because we've been screening, I think, in 70 venues. We've been in 7 countries. We've won 41 awards, I think 20 some nominations. And we still have upcoming screenings. The next one's at the Long Beach Zombie Fest, where our one of our supporting actresses, Shalay Brannon, she's going to basically be presenting the film Saturday and Sunday. So Occupants it's just the stars aligned for that film, and I'm eternally grateful to Howard Nash, Emil Harris, you know, Julia Camera, the actors I mentioned, Brianna Michael and Bob, you know, Vasilis Molestis, the composer. I can go on and on. I mean, everybody made this film.
Just so you know, I watched the trailer for Occupants, actually, and I do a segment on my show. It's called Run the Gauntlet with Tim Royce. He's my co-host, and he's my entertainment information guru. He pretty much knows anything and everything about movies, television, comic books, and so we have a segment where we review movies every week. And in light of that, I'm going to kind of do a Run the Gauntlet style review here real quick. Just so you know, we have a movie rating system as well, and we watch the trailers and we read the synopsis on air, and then we kind of give our rating for it. And just the rating system that we utilize is, if it's worth seeing in a movie theater at full price, it is considered a good movie, not a great movie. That is to be determined by the person watching it. it. If it is worth seeing as a matinee or in a cheap theater in your town, it is a so-so. If it is worth waiting to be on Netflix or Redbox or however you choose to rent your movies, then it is considered a blah. And if it is so god-awful, you might as well wait for it to be on public television. It is considered a touch brown. So I watched the trailer for Occupants, and I'm going to read the synopsis that I have real quick. A documentarian named Annie has roped her husband into a project that involves setting up cameras throughout their house. Complications arise when the camera starts showing that same couple in an alternate universe. And when I watch the trailer, it kind of starts off, it has a POV camera, kind of like a Blair Witch kind of a perspective when you're watching it. But then it gets kind of creepy. And the first scene there, when she gets in front of her computer and she goes like, okay, now we're going to review the first day footage. And the girl sitting on the couch with the husband, my first thought was, oh, he's going to get his ass kicked for cheating on her. Because the lady's sitting there sipping on a glass of wine. But then it really does, it devolves into a horror film really quickly, at least from the trailer, because, you know, they realize that this is going on, that there's their cameras are picking up something, either ghosts or, I guess it's revealed later, an alternate dimension. And then the two worlds kind of collide, and very violently. And the trailer ends with the wife on the ground in the kitchen because she got assaulted. Personally, it took me by surprise, because at first I was like, oh, you know, another Blair Witch kind of type thing. But it actually is probably the most original concept I've actually seen in a long time, is in regards to using that kind of a filming perspective. So I would give this a so-so. I would go and see it in the theater. And so that would be my recommendation for it. So when you went to film this, as the director, did it come out as the vision that you had intended?
Yeah, it started out with, the Julia script, and, you know, Howard optioned it, Howard the producer. And then, you know, I was his director of choice. So he then hired me, basically. What I loved about it, it was the concept of duality. And the reason why is because I'm both half Japanese and half American. I'm half Asian and half white. So I understand that duality. You know, I grew up in both countries, so I have two different mindsets, if you will. And for me, when I saw Annie and parallel Annie and Neil and parallel Neil, I can understand both characters, if you get my meaning. And that really, really intrigued me. You know, it's like two sides of the same person, if you will. And that's how I approached Occupants. And that's how I directed my actors. And, I told them about that. I created backstories for each of the characters. And the way I direct is, first, of course, we have rehearsals. And I had a preparation day, which was the day before we started shooting. And I showed them the house. I even had them get a cup of coffee together because they were supposed to be a married couple. And they did that over the weekend before we start shooting. And then when I actually shoot, then I go over the script. I give my actors entrances and exits. And basically I have them make the script their own. So, for instance, if they get tongue-tied, on a certain word, and I say, just change that word, something that you're familiar with and something that's natural. If you have a certain mannerism, like you like to, I don't know, you know, play with your chin, let's say with your hands, you know, some people do that. Then I say, make that part of your character. And that way it becomes natural. It becomes your character. And I think because of that, the performances, not everybody thinks so, but, you know, the general consensus is in the film, it does work for both couples, and they are a convincing married couple, and they're fun to watch. A lot of people have said that. A lot of people have said what you said also, that, oh, it's another Blair Witch project, right? It's a found footage film. But then they're like, oh, no, after 15 minutes, they're like, no, it completely veered in a different direction. And one thing I tried to avoid was the the jarring camera.
Thank you for that. I appreciated that.
Like, not just Blair Witch, but like Cloverfield. And the reason I mentioned Cloverfield, and trust me, I love Cloverfield. I love their viral marketing campaign. But when I went to watch this film with my friend Neely, she got sick like 5 minutes into the film because she could not stand that very jarring movement. Now, I was fine, but it turns out, 50% of the audience got sick. So I was telling Howard, the producer, that. And he's like, wait a minute, we just lost 50% of our audience if we do that. You know, I mean, nobody's 50% will not want to watch this film. So we took that into consideration when we actually shot this film. Luckily, for the most part, I'm not saying everybody, you know, that it does work for a majority of the people so far.
Okay. Well, it worked for me. I'd go see it. I thought it was very interesting. Well, like I said, very original idea, something that hasn't been played on before. So I think, unfortunately, I'm kind of jaded with Hollywood right now with all of the remakes. I mean, they just remade Dementia 13, which is a movie that should never have been remade. So I'm kind of, I'm glad to see there's still somebody out there producing and directing original pieces of work. And so that's kind of where my excitement level is coming into it, is that it's an original piece of work. So you've done that. You have a couple of upcoming ones that are going to be released here soon. The Assassin's Apprentice. What can you tell us about that movie?
Okay, Assassin's Apprentice is kind of like this sizzle reel. So it's 15 minutes long. And basically it's about a would-be assassin. And she goes on one final test. And her name is Kaylee, played by Tara Page, who's this renowned stunt actress who's done films like Transformers and Alice in Wonderland. And she has to go on one final mission in order to become a full-fledged assassin. Her mentor is Pete, played by Robert Picardo. And Robert Picardo, I've mentioned, I directed him 6 times. So this is my 6th time directing him, and this is back in December of last year. And then his boss is the handler, is played by... Marina Sirtis, who was Counselor Troi on Star Trek: The Next Generation. So basically, we shot this thing over 3 days last December, and we're going to do ADR in November. And ADR is something called Automated Dialogue Replacements. And in a film like this, because this is a very action-oriented film, and you have this woman, she's literally doing something called parkour, which is like, I don't know, a lot of running. Let's say, you know, if you've ever seen the German film Run, Lola, Run, it's something like that. And she has to come in and she has to literally look at herself on screen, Tara this is, and literally recreate her breath. So you have to go like, like that. And so we're going to be doing that in a couple weeks. Right now I'm talking to the writer, executive producer, Paul Hickman. Great guy, and he literally just sent out an email to Tara just to confirm if she's available on a certain weekend in November. So that's almost done. It's going to be done probably in December of this year. So I'm really looking forward to people seeing that, and I hope people do like that.
And the other one is Collar, C-O-L-L-A-R. What could you tell us about that film you have coming out?
Well, Collar was actually completed in July of this year, and we shot that in January earlier this year. Again, it's like a kind of like a beginning of a pilot for the first 15 minutes, and it's a start of a TV series, if you will. And the writer-producer is Troy Gabaldon, and he's literally written out several of the scripts already. So what this project is, you have basically this priest played by Michael Ray. His name is Father Harris. And he's sitting on a bench just reading. And this guy just approaches him, played by Sean Gunnell. And he just asks him questions. And seemingly at first, it's just, you know, just a random thing. You know, they're just talking on a bench. But what happens is it goes in a very, how should I describe it? A very unexpected way. To a point where it's somewhat controversial. It's I can't say it's horrific, but there's a thriller aspect to it, and there's a very major twist, which is why it could be a TV series. And we just had our world premiere at the San Pedro International Film Festival a couple days ago on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. And then we're having our second screening at the Glendale International Film Festival this Saturday at 10 p.m. So I just hope the audiences like it. I mean, the best compliment I got at the first screening was from a fellow filmmaker, and she says, you know, it's, you know, kudos to you for touching on such a controversial subject. And that's what I wanted. You know, I wanted that reaction. So I'm very, very, very happy that that we got some, you know, somebody to actually say something like that.
So it's so it's on a controversial subject. So does that mean that you kind of went into it and designed it to be kind of to make the viewer slightly uncomfortable, or?
Yes. It deals with the Catholic Church and the priests. That much I will say.
Okay. Well, player cards close with that one. And so at 10 p.m., when this airs, it'll be last Saturday. So, And the next one is the Whisper Project.
The Whisper.
What is that one about?
And the Whisper Project is my fifth feature film I directed, Occupants being my fourth. And it's the brainchild of Howard Nash, the producer of Occupants. And it's his passion project for the last 30 years. And he finally got the funding. When did he get it? I think it was in May. He got it in May or April. And basically then at that point, we were in pre-production. Pre-production being that's when you start to prepare for the actual film shoot. So you have pre-production, then you have production, that's principal photography, and post-production, which it's in right now. So we shot that in July, from I think July 10th to the 21st. And it stars Christian Barber as Josiah Whisper. And he has a recurring role in series such as Empire. And basically what it is, it's about a man from Harlem. And he makes it big, running these bars, and he's able to successfully move his family to New Jersey. And what happens is his family's murdered. And it's an African-American family, and they're in a predominantly white neighborhood now. So you have the New Jersey police departments, you have the New York police departments trying to figure out who murdered this family. And it turns out to be a really horrific, grotesque murder. Something that nobody has ever seen in this town. And they start saying that he did it, even though he didn't. And it seems that the two police departments did not communicate with each other. So it was very controversial. It's based on a true story. Of course, ours is reenactment of what happened. And it takes place originally in the 1970s, but we made it take place in 2016. So that film, it was a very, very tough shoot. We shot in New Jersey and some in Harlem. And we just got it done a couple months ago. So we're going to see the first cut of the film on November 4th. And the editor is Emil Harris, the one I keep mentioning, who was also the director of photography on it. So, I trust him. I mentioned this at the panel, at the filmmakers panel. They're wondering which relationship is most important to you, in terms of director and a crew member or a cast member. And for me, it's director-editor, because I know what he's capable of doing. I know what he can do. His editing style is amazing. Howard loves him. I love him. And I really look forward to seeing the first cut of the Whisper Project on November 4th.
So has he given you feedback before on films as when it gets started into editing them, as for example, the Whisper Project, getting into it, he goes, this movie's really touching me on a certain level I'm really enjoying this. Does he kind of give, while he's going through the process, does he give you any feedback like that?
Yeah. I will just try to quote him. He's like, man, that Christian is such a great actor. That's what he keeps telling me. And I'm like, yes, that's what I want to hear. Because if the performances aren't there, what's the point? So he keeps saying, wow, Russ, I'm telling you, Christian Barber is such a great actor. He really knows how to act. And I'm like, okay, that's great. That's what I want to hear. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's good feedback.
You have a couple of dates coming up that I'm sure you're going to be attending, starting with October 27th, which is next Friday. Is that right? Yep. next Friday, as Occupants will have its Brooklyn premiere at the Art is Alive Film Festival in Brooklyn, New York. After that, yep. November 17th and 18th, Occupants will get its Germany premiere at the Berlin, Germany Sci-Fi Film Fest. And then also... how are you going to pull this one off? Because it says on November 18th, the Occupants will get its North Florida premiere at the Rendezvous Film Festival.
Well, what we're going to do is either dispatch our parallel versions of ourselves to each of the festivals. What we're going to get is like different crew members or cast members to go to each one of them. We've done that before. It is kind of an arduous task, but yeah, we'll make it happen.
You know, since it's in regards to that film, that's actually a funny way to present it. If you guys are going to be talking up the film, it's like you're whoever's going. If you're in Germany and the other person, someone else has to be in Florida, just have them be the alternate universe you when they're describing the film.
Doesn't that work?
That totally works with this film. Yeah, it does. So there's one other project you have coming up. I was wondering if you might be able to discuss maybe the Dollhouse.
Yes, the Dollhouse is a project. It's actually being written by Emil Harris, the very famous Emil Harris by now. I keep mentioning his name like the Energizer Bunny. And it's basically kind of like a Romeo Juliet type story about a dollhouse, and it connects two time periods. That much I can say, and it will be shot in Macedonia, Ohio, and the producer is Julie De Alosio, and I met her a couple years ago. She actually interviewed me for another show, and I was able to meet her when I went to something called Rathacon, and Rathacon's run by Kelly Lawrence, and basically she invited me and Occupants, and then the succeeding year she invited Assassin's Apprentice also to screen. And, you know, I was able to meet her. I was able to meet Alan Courtright, who was a voice actor in Occupants. And he kind of took me around, you know, Ohio. I've never been to Ohio, so it was a great experience. So I got to meet her, and we discussed the project, and I was very intrigued. And right now the script is being written. We're trying to shoot for next summer if we can. So I'm keeping a close eye on Emil Harris to see how far he is along on that on the script, because you know one thing is you don't want to rush script, and Julie knows that too. So you know, I want this to be a fantastic script, something that will really be eye-catching like Occupants was. So you know, we're just waiting with bated breath.
So you directed several different genres, everything from horror to fantasy to shall we say kind of based on true story type stuff, dramas. Do you have a favorite that you like at this point?
Yeah, I like psychological horror. I think it's incredibly fascinating, and Occupants is up that alley. Technically, psychological thriller. So psychological thriller horror, I think it's incredibly fascinating because it touches on the psyche. It touches on, it makes you think, you know, it makes you doubt yourself. And Occupants did this. And if you watch the film, you'll understand. There's something about that that I just find very fascinating. So I've been gravitating towards watching films like The Conjuring lately. Just because I think it's just such a fascinating concept.
Okay. So any other projects other than those that we mentioned that you have coming up that you can talk about?
There are two other potential projects, but right now they're still in its infancy. So... If you're willing to have me back on your show, I'd be happy to tell you about it in a future show.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to have you back on again. And just so you know, it's kind of the routine that, you know, my audience is kind of used to me rattling this off every time, but I am now liking and following you on Facebook. So anytime that you do anything that has to do with your career or your films, it is reposted into the Erosion Factory Radio Show news feed. And so whenever you repost it, I repost it to keep my audience involved with what you are doing as well. You can find Russell Emmanuel on the Facebook at, that doesn't give an at. So you got to wait for him to post it for me to repost it.
Facebook.com/chasingthegreen. I think that's the website link. But you could always go to www.russemm.com. for my website to see all the films. If you want to go to occupantsthemovie.com, you'll see Occupants specifically, and it has Facebook links and such. I also want to give a shout-out to a co-producer of Assassin's Apprentice, Ed Maurer, for introducing us. So, Ed, thank you.
Yes, definitely. I don't know if he's going to be listening to this, but he was a really cool guy. I met him at South Lake Tahoe at the Sci-Fi Fantasy Con. And you're the first person that he put me in contact with. But definitely going to be keeping track of what you are doing, and I'm hoping to. We have what's called the Burke Theater here in Reno, Nevada, and I'm trying to get them to invite people such as yourselves with films like Occupants to the Reno area so that we can actually have some kind of film festivals and have films that are kind of on the circuit. There's you, there's another director that I, actually there's a couple, Matthew Abeya did this movie called Vampiria. He's been all over the place too, doing a film festivals just as you have, but nothing here in Reno, unfortunately. And Sacramento is quite a drive over the Sierras. So,
well, I've never been to Reno. I've been to Vegas, but I've never been to Reno. I would love to go. I should mention one other thing. People can see this film on Amazon Prime.
Oh, well, there we are. Thank you.
Whether that precludes us from being screened at Reno, I don't know, but we are on Amazon Prime. The link is through the occupantsthemovie.com page, or just go to Amazon.com and type Occupants, and you'll just look for the film with Robert Picardo in it. And I'm just really grateful to you for just spreading the word, having me on the show. So I just want to say thank you again.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, sir. And it was an honor and a privilege. And I definitely will love to talk to you as soon as you got some more info on some of your other films when they are ready enough to be. If someone isn't kind of privy to kind of the way Hollywood kind of works, there's non-disclosure agreements that you're under, that you can't talk about certain aspects of films. That's why when all the actors, just for people listening, when they go on to like the late night shows, the things that they can talk about are very limited so that they don't get into problems. And if you're a follower of The Walking Dead, you know that oh too well, because they can't talk about nothing on that show. So until the season's over anyway. So, but again, thank you, sir. And yes, whenever anything's available, let me know. I'd love to have you back on again.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.